Does that make MP3s? Yeah, it also does a bunch of crap.
Can you work out if you can record, then I don't have to do my thing.
It'll burn right into the computer. Yeah. I can bring the program down here.
I've got one.
I can bring the program down here and we can just, for meetings, plug it in.
Upload it to the website. I want to start doing that. Well, we have to make a distinction at the beginning.
I think it does text too. I'm not sure. I got to check it out.
Yeah, I doubt that. What's the program does it?
Program.
I can't imagine.
It'd be really hard. If a solo person just dictating, it'd be fine. Yeah, but
if you speak like this,
slowly.
What's that? You have to explain away a lot of things.
It would be a lot of mumbling. Agendas. Can I have one agenda? Oh, we got it here. All right. Calling the meeting. 6:15. Do you want to take attendance against the agenda? So we could. All right, minutes. So, has everybody have a chance to? It shouldn't take you more than just 45 seconds. So,
I move that we accept the minutes. I did.
Did you look at them? Brief.
I saw him yesterday.
I like the format, I have to tell you.
Just one page. Cool. You got to turn around so that there's nothing.
Oh, I thought that's a Jesus.
No, it's a one page. Come on,
it looks like a school page. Did we okay the minutes?
There's been a motion. Has anyone seconded it? To approve the minutes. Yes.
Who made the motion?
I did.
All right. Any discussion? I was surprised and delighted at the brevity and accuracy therewith.
Maybe we could use that as a model.
Yeah. So you might want to think about that. It might be easier for you. We don't have to have the entire discussion thrown in there. Any mistakes or omissions anyone can remember? Yeah, Sothegill is S-O-U, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
I've been stolen.
I'm good with phonetics. I can still pronounce it the same no matter how you spell it.
All right, hearing none, all those in favor of accepting the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
All right.
Yeah,
I've
changed someone here.
All right, Treasurer Business Report.
Hey, David. Well, I gotta go, but I'm gonna take the disc out of there.
Screwdriver.
Good night.
How did you do, by the way? How much?
We hope to make $7 last night.
Oh, good. Excellent.
And a good time to by all.
Indeed. Can't do that again.
I was only there for 15 minutes.
It was fun.
And it took me only 5 minutes to drink that glass of wine, by the way.
What I sent around, which I think I need to
get. That was a glass, you know.
Yeah, that one. There was enough for is just a sort of summary of this year's budget. On the left is the line item, and on the right is the actuals through the end of October. I met with Michael Bosworth today, but we didn't get the bank statements till today, so we couldn't, do through the end of November. But everything looks to be keeping pretty much on target for the month, isn't it? We did receive the last quarter payment, or, the $23,000 was a little over budget. So, we're maybe $3,000 to the good on our cable access income, which is nice. There's a few notes on there. Michael and I are getting ready to do the budget, the proposed budget for 2008, and so You know, there's things that you can see notes about, like the director's insurance we didn't buy this year because you can't buy it without having reviewed books, which are sort of like mini audits.
Mm-hmm.
And the accountant that did our books this year, she doesn't do reviews. And, you know, I guess in the last few years, we weren't legally mandated to have a review, perhaps. I don't really know. It's a new area for me.
Under 250, there's a lot of things you don't have to do.
Yeah. So anyway, and we got a bit of a reprieve because we got a little nasty grant from the state, you know, saying, hey, where's your review book? And I said, I'm new at this. I didn't know we had to do it. What should we do? And they basically give us a reprieve till next year. You know, I told them that we would put the money in the budget. And we did have it in the budget for this year. So, anyway, Michael and I went down the list. Our accounting, you know, payroll service, they didn't increase the rates last year or this year, you know, for 2007 from 2006, but, you know, it likely will increase next year. You know, not for sure. The annual review of the taxes, we did spend $702, but that was for the 2005 and 2006 taxes that were actually submitted. So that's a good thing that we still have a fair chunk of change left to get our review done. You know, further down, the next note is on the miscellaneous program expenses, which are over budget already for the year, but that was for the carpentry work that we had David Detmold do, so it's not likely that we're going to have more done next year, so we'll keep that maybe the same. We know that contractually our rent's going up in February. Obviously, we have to increase our utility budget because the summer killed us again.
I thought we don't pay for the air.
We don't pay for heat, but we pay for air conditioning because it's on a different circuit.
Yeah.
Very conveniently for the owners of the building. But we really should get some of the people in here to look at the system because, number one, it's horrendous. You know, and number two, you know, so Michael and I are going to see about getting audits done for the brick house in here and just see what we can do about that.
And you guys should have directors in here.
Yep.
Yeah, well, we can't do it. So when we get our taxes reviewed this year, then we'll be able to purchase that insurance. Mm-hmm. So we'll keep it in the budget, of course. And then we have to talk about payroll increases also. These are just things that are on the horizon.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about that.
So
I think we
So then down below, everybody probably knows by now that the capital loan that we borrowed, you know, to have operating expenses is fully repaid. We did receive the IRS refund check that waived our penalty and gave us the money back. So we got the $200 back. Yahoo.
Very nice.
We just got the money. It's money we can now spend.
To pay the taxes for this year.
We have, we don't really pay taxes, but we do have to pay to get them done. And we estimated fairly high, like the brick house taxes are about $3,000 a year to do the review and the tax returns.
Wow.
And they're a lot more complicated than us. So there's a fair chance that ours will be less than that. But I figure for the first year we should do it right, you know.
Absolutely.
And because we had spent the money from, you know, for the prior year taxes, you know, that line item may be over at the end of the year, you know, when the taxes are finally done. So, I mean, what we're looking at in terms of being able to spend money for equipment down on the bottom, we do have about $3,300 left in the capital grant, and we have estimated operating funds. These are from last year and this year, approximately $7,000 available. We have to do a full scale, you know, that was a cursory look at it. We really couldn't do much until we reconcile November, so we are fairly limited. He had to pick his car up and whatnot, but we're going to meet again. So we have approximately $13,000.
I did a little math on the total revenues on the top. If you add $23,881 to it, that's $96,581.
Oh, yeah, I had that number too.
So. Which is about $1,700 more than the budget, so that we could almost add $1,700 to the total available for equipment if we wanted to.
No, that includes that. We talked about that, Mike and I.
what total available?
We talked about that even though it's not showed
funds?
Up in the budget, okay. So we included that in our estimates.
All right, well, still.
Don't spend too much. You know?
13.5 is a
respectable
amount. And this passed, and this doesn't include the server, right? It's above the
that's
server.
Just, yeah,
service paid
what
for.
We have now.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
It does.
So, like, you know,
that's sure. Okay.
So, you know, that's a really healthy start to do a fundraising drive, that we have a fair amount of money available to spend on capital purchases. We do have some fairly desperate needs. We had a meeting of the capital, or whatever it is,
equipment
subcommittee, or whatever it was called, on Monday, and hashed out some of the stuff that needs to be purchased, and, you know, what's the most critical and all that good stuff. So,
it was this week.
Anyway, so... So that's all I have to say.
Okay.
I was pretty happy to get that back in the next little letter from the IRO.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It took a month, and I had sort of given up on it. Figured we weren't getting it. So.
That's what's sweet.
Right. It was a nice
that's
little
sweet. Yeah, that's sweet.
Yeah. John, by the way, that $3,200 is not taxes that we were supposed to pay. There was penalty fees for not having filed by time. Right, so they took it back.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. That was,
you know, we kind of inherited this division of entities when we came on board, at least when I came on board, and it was really difficult to get all the financial information. So it's not an issue now. You know, like the minute we do the December statement, we can hop right over to the account.
That'd be good. This is an excellent sheet here, by the way. This is really good.
Oh, you
piece of work.
Yeah, piece of work.
I had to scurry because I left Michael's office and went home and tried to get it done.
Right.
There was something, you know, what we were working off was too many numbers. You know?
I think we should double her salary.
Triple. I'd say
triple.
Very good. I'll second that.
Oh, there you go.
Can you do the colors in the little notes and like the seasonal colors?
All right. Thank you very much. So, AD report. Let's cruise through.
I don't really have anything.
All right. TD report.
Okay.
I do want to say that don't forget if it is December, it means we're an annual report. You know, it won't be due until January, but we should be thinking about all that stuff. You know, making sure our inventory list is complete for tax purposes and stuff like, you know, capital inventory and all that stuff.
And by the way, next year at this time, we're supposed to give our annual report or our last quarterly report to the CAC in December because they have to base their report to the select board on whether or not we should be granted a 5-year extension to our contract before our contract is up. They can't make that decision in January, so we have to give it to them early.
That's next year.
A year from now, we have to give it to them probably at the beginning of December and say these are preliminary because we.
Yeah, but you're not.
A year from
okay.
now.
I missed that.
Yep.
Phrase.
That's for discussion when we get to it. Bylaws.
So and bylaws change. And actually, I guess while we're on quarterly reports, do we still have to do?
We didn't get a response on that little plea to do just the financials. Well, we're going to have to do it in December anyway. I didn't hear that. I don't know if anybody actually read the quarterly report, but we did put in our opening paragraph that the MCPB respectfully requests to continue to submit the financials quarterly, but to do one annual report in terms of, you know,
scope
it's
and
pretty
everything.
Labor intensive to put those together.
Right.
And, you know, staff time is limited and blah, blah, blah. So they haven't responded yet.
I have to say...
I think they're happy with what we've done so far, and certainly that came across at the recent select board meeting.
On Monday, I was
on the radio ad, too.
Who's cool. Yeah. No.
Chris Lozano?
Yeah, he was interviewed by you or whatever.
Yeah.
Hugh Massey.
I had no clue. Yeah, it was like 7 in the morning or 7:30.
Today or during the week?
No, last week. Last week sometime. Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
I have to say also, I was at the meeting this Monday where John Reynolds was reporting on the CAC meeting with the high school about the charges for the audio room, the audio board, that the school charges the town to have somebody there, even though we have, you know, somebody, you, there. In the middle, almost cutting somebody off, Al Ross, out of nowhere, just said, by the way, I have to say that MCTV has been doing such a fantastic job. And the other two board members turned and looked at him like... Where did that come from? You know, we're talking about something else. And he's like, oh, is that not what we're talking about? sounds like you've just woken up out of something. It was sort of a bizarre
nice
moment.
Here.
It was nice to
that
do.
He had that inclination.
That's right. No, he had to blurt it out. He was
yeah.
moved.
First thing on his mind was right there.
Yeah, he was
repenting he for
was
all those.
Yeah, really.
All right.
He's got a little
all right, TD. Right.
Well, I do have hardware requests, but I'll just say before that, I have the second channel up and running. So, and we need to start thinking about what we want to do with that second channel. Theoretically, we should be able to just override 15 when we put the modulator on 4. So, one, we need another modulator if we're going to put stuff on 15, because we do have another modulator, except we use it to go out in the field. So,
we need a permanent one.
We'll need a permanent rack-mounted modulator,
sure.
Which is not immediate. I just wanted to say that we have that second channel, and we need to start thinking about what we want to do with the second channel.
Okay, price you have to end it? How much for a modulator?
I don't know, what
did we paid $800 for the last one used.
Well, it was used.
Yeah. Yeah, new, they're like 13 or 15.
That's right. That's proper.
I would rather get a new one.
Well, it would be good to have a new one in there, do its full duty.
And we can put the new one on 17, and when it's on 17, go on 15.
Well, whatever. I mean, they're both our channels. Don't think that one is lesser than the other.
But we don't really have to worry about that yet anyway.
Right.
Well, the only question
but we should start thinking about particularly what we're going to do with this.
Yeah.
How much new?
What?
How much new?
What?
13 to 15.
Oh, yeah.
$100.
The thing is like a lot of programming you get off the air. The satellite, like Democracy
right.
Now.
Yeah.
And now we get that from Greenfield. I really want that program. And there's another one on that they don't even show.
Well, there's a lot of stuff on Free Speech TV that
Free
they don't
well,
show.
We don't have to get into the content, but really, before we do it, we have to have a meeting with the community because we said that we would do that about what we're going to do with the channel. So
right.
We can table that for now. But we have the capability to do it, and when we're ready to do it, we have to say, we're thinking about this. What do you think? We don't want to just pull the rug out from underneath you because a lot of people do like watching
channel and ask what they want on it.
Yeah, because the school was very excited to be able to have more time for programming. Ken was like, really? I mean, he was almost foaming. Like, you know, we could do this.
Oh, well, this channel being under educational channel?
Well, it's whatever we want to make it. It's whatever we want to make it. In our proposal, we said an education channel, but we've also since said, why not have all the education and government be here, like all the meetings and stuff coming
right.
from the school, and then 15 or 17 will be just public access, like, you know, Don
right.
running around or whoever, you know,
yeah.
and that would be all those kind of things.
So we swap over
to the
meetings.
In the meantime, it's going to be a selective preemption, right?
With
the switcher, it's not permanent.
What? I'm sorry. Every time we turn a modulator on to 4, we override.
Yeah. So we can leave
we can always turn
it
off.
We wouldn't both be hitting. They would switch.
Nobody
they would use us as the override like we used to
we
do.
We are
so
the, yeah.
Okay.
They, our signal goes to the head end and overrides their
okay,
signal.
Good.
Yes.
Didn't we already have a meeting at the town? An open house or something?
We'll do a bigger push
about
it.
We talked about putting something in the Monty Recorder, you know, like a little survey type thing that people could respond to. I mean, you rarely get feedback.
Sure.
I mean, I think all the years I did the Cultural Council in Burnison, once we had somebody come to one of our open hearings, you know. I mean, you just
until you change it, and then
until you do
the
something they don't like, and then they show up in droves, you know. It's the same as every public.
Maybe
we should have a subcommittee that deals with the second channel.
When we get to that.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
So,
we're not even talking about programming right now.
Some of them, right. See, the school
committee ran the educational channel. That's not the situation here. We can run it.
It's yes.
In the contract.
It's our, yep.
It's ours.
Okay. We choose to pass GCTV through right now because we don't have enough content and because the community
right.
requested that we leave it that way for now.
Right.
Which was just done arbitrarily by GCTV when they ran it. It used to be only the Eagle. And we're like, well, why don't we just put our channel through to Montague? And everyone was like, okay. Which was the right decision at the time. Right. People were like, wait a minute, you didn't ask anybody. You just put the switch, and one day the eagle was gone, and it was polka, you know.
The day the polka knocked an eagle off.
Right. So, continue.
Okay, we have the option also of putting a crawl on Channel 17, which I've put here. Sure. I don't want a school committee member to hear that. But we could now be called up at 4 o'clock in the morning and be told that there's a school closing and put a crawl on.
Okay, that's cool.
Just for people's knowledge.
That's cool.
Let's see.
We can also put a bug on.
Well, we have a bug on.
Oh, so it's on all the time?
It's well, it's on whenever we want to put it on.
Okay.
Yeah, right, we have a bug on.
Right.
Little.
I was just passing through and saw there was a meeting and heard you saying that because we have the Princeton server, we have the capacity to do that, and therefore the likelihood of being asked to do it has expanded.
Well, you hear,
from zero to whatever, because we couldn't do it before.
What's the...
You can do it remotely.
We can do it remotely. So somebody could call Mick up at 4 o'clock in the morning and say this is school closing, or you. Oh, well, no, I don't think we want to give Doug an access to the Princeton server.
That was my question.
Yeah. But we can do that.
Which you could have answered.
We can do it. You can do it. You can be woken up at 4 o'clock in the morning. No school today.
Well, that would be.
Most days by then anyway. Just teach me how to do it.
You can try and wake me up.
That would actually.
But unless you're going.
That would require me to pay up.
That doesn't work.
You gotta be on one. And you really should have a DSL at least.
I'm trying to. I'm working on that right now.
We should develop a policy.
Something to think about because I think we have this to offer the community and we have to figure out how to do it.
Right.
Pay for service, yeah.
Let's see. I need to. That's the next thing that's coming up. Actually, is the remote access stuff, and so I need to talk to you about that because that's more networking stuff.
Right.
As just an aside, I'm still doing the middle school after school. I go there for a couple of hours on Tuesdays. I go there between 3 and 5 on Tuesdays, which may not be the greatest. I think I might change it because Dean doesn't come in till later on Tuesday because he... But I just wanted to tell you that I'm still doing that, and I have a bunch of little boys who are making iMovie videotapes and all video DVDs about, you know, killing each other and having things, you know, crash and boom. You know, they're using all... They have
it's John Woo.
John Woo. Watch out, John Woo.
They're playing with those pipe cable insulation and duct tape.
Pretty much. Right. And then they go like that, and then they have a special effect.
Is that something that we could play? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah. We have played a couple of things. I was videotaping sports events with them, and we played a soccer game and a football game, but then it got cold. So maybe we could do basketball. But we are doing stuff.
Hockey season?
Yeah, the Eagle.
Chess Club. Fantastic drama TV.
Oh, yeah. Well, we could edit it.
Speed test.
So, Anne, you know as much about the Eagle stuff as me. Mm-hmm. Anne told me.
I borrowed her a little snippet from our weekly report. Bob Perry went out to the island with a couple of our electricians to sort of assess what's out there and what's going on. So they found some issues with batteries and whatnot. They had hoped to be back out there before the weather got bad. It's not looking like they were terribly successful. And I did request that he notify Robin next time they go out. But I'm not sure the status of that, but we should... I'll try and remember this.
So you can go with him?
Yeah. I mean, I don't feel invested. I'd love to. Yeah.
But they are committed. They have a pretty concerted effort to get that straight away before the next season. Because we took our CEO got emailed at home on that subject. People care enough about the people to find him.
Great.
And he was on the horn right away about it. And he's like, he's from, I don't know, the Midwest somewhere. But they found him. You know? People found him. The Eagle fans are tenacious.
You can get in touch with those folks and ask them to pay attention to the sound, because there is a microphone on there that stopped functioning. And you used to be able to hear them shrieking, you know, like 2 years ago. So that would be a great thing to...
What they found were erotic wires.
Yeah,
things
like
that.
Sure.
They're planning to... The supporting structure is hinged so that they can lay it down. That's how it's designed.
That goes up. Not the tree itself.
No, not the tree, but they put in this post.
Well, I mean, you have this thing and like that.
So they hang it so it can be laid down for the maintenance service.
Right.
So anyway, they are intending to get that working better for the spring.
Oh, wait a minute. So the thing that...
The camera's mounted on a pole.
A separate pole.
Yeah.
It's not attached to
and
the tree.
Guy wire.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty neat. Bobby actually brought some great drawings for the summer program with the kids this summer. I learned a lot about it just from that. It's really interesting.
That is great.
So they're going to lay that down, and they laid it down, I believe, to assess the damages and stuff like that. And electricians are supposed to go out there and build it at some point. I don't
know. It'd be nice if we get a PTZ camera up there, so when there's nothing in the nest, you know, point it up towards the river.
Would have to be wireless, though.
Well, whatever. Anyway, great. Next.
Okay, ACM membership. This is not really a technical thing, but we just got it in the mail, and it seems as though we have to re-up our ACM membership.
I'd accept the motion. How much is it?
$250 or $100. Actually, I can go get it.
Could we
feel emotion coming on.
Okay. So that means that we're going to amend this again.
Who's making the motion? Who's going to make it out of all this now?
I want to get the number.
You're
going to
make the motion?
No, I can't.
I'll make the motions.
Okay.
That we...
That's why I would say I would accept the motion. So
I will make...
I would entertain the motion.
I'll make a motion.
I have a motion over for dinner and serve it wine and canapé.
There you go.
Take it out to a movie.
But I move we re-up for whatever it was, up to $500.
Second that.
All right, any discussion?
So this is something that we didn't previously have membership
in? We did. We're renewing it.
Okay, so but we joined something else. What did we join? The cable access group or something like that? The forum that... Because
yeah, we did. What was that?
Or maybe it's not...
Dues and subscriptions.
I just want to adjust that line item if we have... If we have multiple things that we haven't budgeted for the 2008 budget.
Well, when our technical director comes back in...
Okay, well, I'll just check with him.
Yeah, well, she's saying it's about $250, and that's $500.
Yeah, so the ACM is due now. I think we did one this time of year, and then one like 3 months later, so... So the motion's on the table for...
All right, I'll second that.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
We'll fill in the amount, which we think is $250. Okay, she has a hardware list. Was that passed around?
Nope.
Is that just a pile of paper?
It's a pile. She wants to explain that she has it. It's just all the details on that one. This is just one single camera.
There's a list under it, though. Yeah, let's pass these around here.
They're feeling your file.
So what's the amount on this thing?
So we're under $100,000. Right? So
is that 225.
I remember another group's going once, going twice.
All right, so
we're
on your...
Well, I think we're also a member of the Massachusetts.
That's old news. We're on this one.
Okay.
Do you have one of these?
The
Massachusetts.
I just want to adjust the budget.
Yeah.
I think we may have taken... Do you need one of these?
Huh? No. Well, did you all steal them?
Yeah.
I don't have one.
I said,
yeah, we'll all use this one. Yeah.
Okay, well, these are the things that will,
she gets
the computer is, this computer that we talked about the other day. If anybody wants to take a look, you weren't here, so you might want to see.
Same computer I'm getting.
I took the printout to him. I was like, hey, dude, you were looking for a computer. Look what I found.
Monitor? Or
right.
I think they're making like $5
a month.
They probably can't be making that much.
Two things are going to report. All right, so.
Okay, and then the, as you can see, $500 each. And then the second thing is a DVD/hard drive recorder, which we need because, as you know from the football game, we don't really have a DVD recorder that is.
That's why the last half of it is no voiceover. The fight was blacked out. The fight's still in there.
Now
there's more than one.
Those
guys were rumbling.
That was quite exciting.
So we need a decent DVD/HD recorder, and this is what I found and seems to be the best deal, and does everything we want and is Ethernet connected and
Sounds good.
Right.
Yep.
No, that's $8.49. That's a cheap one.
$99.
Yes, exactly. Maybe not even that. Yeah.
Is it gonna? I mean, the last one we got, was it used or something?
No.
Or we got it.
It's like a new.
The one that we're replacing with this DVD recorder.
We bought a consumer grade, and you shouldn't.
Right, so this is like a professional. Yeah, because I remember there was some talk about that.
This is a professional.
Plus, this has the hard drive in it, so it'll record to the hard drive first, and then as a buffer, and then whoosh.
How was that again?
And then whoosh.
Whoosh.
One more time.
All together now.
Okay, and the third thing on the list is the compressor limiter. Mm-hmm. And that's because the audio going out into, channel 17 is sometimes very loud, sometimes very low. It's really erratic. I'm always changing the modulator, and you never know what you're going to get. Compressor is going to keep it all even. Only $99.
Get two of them out for that price.
Maybe if we need we are going to need other compressors actually.
We will need one for the other channel.
Well, no, this is a two channel compressor.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes, I read that.
Yeah.
All right.
Then the Ethernet switch.
I don't think we want to rack mount it because that means we're going to have to open up the hole in the wall and send all the cables into the rack and then back out.
Well, where are we going to put a 16?
We can stand it up against the walls near the 2x4s that are holding up.
Yeah. Okay,
we'll
stick more stuff underneath the table.
Well, that'll be replacing something that's there now.
Yes, but the thing that we're replacing is this big.
And but it's sitting out on the floor. We're going to put this thing up against the wall.
We can leave it sitting on
the If we put it in the rack, we're going to have to widen the whole light. It's big to send 15 cables in.
It's fine. I'm actually ambivalent about how much more money it is. It's just to rack mount it. Can you see 172 to 239 just to rack mount it? So I'm okay with that. Is that what we're...
Well, I'm thinking that it's only the two computers there. Everything else is either here or in that room, and you can run wires
through
the door.
Well, three computers, there's
that. So let's get the rack mounted one, because it's actually only two wires going out that way. You're down.
Okay. Rack mounted will make it much easier.
It's there in the rack.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll get the rack.
Okay, so we're getting the rack?
Yeah.
Rack. All right. And then camcorders. This is the camcorder. We didn't really come up with a camcorder at the meeting.
What happened to the JVC model we were looking at?
It didn't have a mic.
I thought that was the Sony that didn't have the mic in the ear.
Neither of them had headphones. So
neither one of them had
headphones? We thought that the JVC did, but it's out.
Oh, okay. Is that 1 CCD, 3 CCD?
This is 3 CCD?
No, so it'll match with our other Sony cameras.
It's just one?
But it's a Sony. Yeah, but it has manual, a lot of manual, and it has manual focus, manual mic balance, it has a mic input, it has headphones.
And it's not a CCD, it's a CMOS sensor.
Okay.
Mine's got the whole
And it's a Sony, so
I've got a JVC like that.
That's good.
That was a lot cheaper than that had a mic input. Let me check mine.
Okay. All right. We don't have to make a decision about this. I've been sort of...
And mine wasn't that much.
Yeah.
Those prices may change after the new year.
Yeah, true. We should definitely wait until after Christmas for stuff like that.
Okay.
So they expect people to walk
all the new models come out and whatnot. You know, I was talking about like last year model clearance sites.
Everybody goes in with their gift cards too, and they rack up a ton of things.
I'm fine with that. So we're going to wait on
Windows
the computer the
and
yeah.
No,
the camcorders.
Right.
So it's got output, it's got FireWire, which are called iLink, multi-AV, USB, component SVDO, HDMI. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's a great camera.
And it says here, format HDV and mini-DV. Does it take a mini-DV tape
and
a hard drive?
I know what you know.
But how big is it? It doesn't specify how big the hard drive is, which means maybe it doesn't have a hard drive.
I guess it's going to be more like
a memory stick or something.
Hard slot, memory stick pro duo. And what do those go up to? 2 gig?
Yeah.
How much can we get on 2 gig? That's what we say.
Oh, no, that's
a lot of fun.
I'm sorry. Wrong. Bad computer.
The only thing is that, you know, we had talked about getting these cameras because they were a lot cheaper than what we had. Is that still in the... cheap enough to give out to kids.
I don't think we're going to find what we're looking for under $1,000. Like, there's this really great camera called... DCR TRV 950, and that's about. It's a Sony, and it costs about $1,000, and it has all the things we want, except they don't make it anymore. So we could look for, but I looked for it on the internet, and I found some of them, and they're on $1,000. So if we want, we could try going in that direction, because I know that the 950s are great.
I think that the thing is that what we're going to be using them versus, you know, the ideal camera for what we would like to have, you know, it was the two different things. That's why we have the nicer cameras, the more expensive cameras in here, you know, that at our capacity, that's what we're going to have to use. And we were getting the smaller, less expensive cameras to allow people to take out and walk around the woods. Now, it doesn't have everything that we'd like it to have, but does it, allow for that extra $429.99.
It doesn't have a hard drive. I thought it had a hard drive. I probably misunderstood because it said HD.
I'm just saying the price range. Forget the camera and the model or who makes it or all that jazz. Just the price range. Are we okay with going up to spending $1,000 for the camera to go out in the woods? Yeah. You know, with...
I think $1,000 would be cap, really, for the almost disposable camera that we have.
It's expensive.
You think that's too much?
Yeah, I think it's a little high for who our target audience is.
I think 800 would be.
800 would make me feel a lot better than $1,000.
Right.
You know, I wouldn't let my friends borrow my $1,000 camera. Screw you, man. He'd be red team bad boy, so.
It looks a little harder after the holidays, but that's when a lot better deals are going to be out on something. I mean, even something like that will go down $100 or so.
I just think we should have a lower cap on.
Well, we're not going to get something with an external mic jack.
Well, is that necessarily important?
Or a headphone jack.
You know, because the camera that he has that we use a lot, the mic that's on it, I mean, you can be standing, you have people 50 feet away from you and you can hear them real clear. The only problem is when you have someone talking that's operating the camera, you know, that overrides. But otherwise, you can hear crystal
clear. What kind
of
camera is it?
It's a GVC something.
I don't know. I'll bring it in.
Yeah,
show it to you.
Check it out.
Okay.
I'll probably drop it off tomorrow or something.
Yeah.
So it's a great little camera, though. It's got all the hookups on the side, too. I mean, it downloads on the computer, everything that you need.
Mic sound is always an issue with public access, right?
So yeah.
That's been a big issue in our thinking about... equipment.
So, yeah, well, like you said, with mine, as long as the person that's operating it keeps their mouth shut, you can hear everything.
I just think $1,000 is a little much to budget for a camera for its purposes that we're purchasing it for.
Yeah, mine
you know,
like
if we're looking to give it to people who we don't trust with good equipment, we're giving them good equipment.
But if we can get a camera with a hard drive, then... We have to make sure it has an iLink out or some kind of FireWire out.
Right, but is it also important?
It could be also USB. It would be nice if it was both, but whatever.
Yeah, mine's USB. It's memory stick, too, though. It does leave the tapes at the memory stick.
Hmm.
The mini HD.
Doesn't have a... I don't think it has any. That's right.
And how much was your pay?
Yeah, it was a small intern.
Like 500 maybe?
Okay.
A year ago.
Year or two. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it was at least 2 years ago.
Was it?
Yeah.
Maybe
it's over a year and a half.
But that's what we were thinking anyway.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just bringing the price bracket down closer to where we were talking about a meeting around $600-$700.
I'll bring it in and let you see it.
That's what I thought we had talked about was like a $700 cap for this service camera.
Looking. You know, but we were also talking about
the things. We had an awful lot of wishes.
I think the issue about use, we've mentioned use a couple of times. I don't know if use is the way to go about it. If you want to buy three, you know,
same camera.
Are we going to find the same?
You're not going to find three, right? And if they are used, they're going to be in different, you know, states of repair and video quality and all that. So,
well, is there any other? I'm sorry, go ahead.
If we choose the criteria and shop effectively, and this is something we're going to need basically sort of every year. Or let's pick a time frame and say we're going to buy three cameras in this price range every 18 months, mm-hmm. knowing that by the end of the 18 months we'll have 1.5 cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But that's it. We'll do what we need to do, function for us to make a longer range plan out
of it. Is there any kind of company that is like lease programming? A lease program where, you know,
sure,
maybe screw up cameras, you know, there's an incidental charge or an insurance program you can buy along with it, but you can get your cameras at a discounted, you know, it's like a lease program for them where, you know, you would trade them in after 18
so
months.
You buy a year's extended warranty with any of these?
I'm assuming so, but it's
bought it from. I know, like Circuit City and places like that offer that stuff all the time.
Well, yeah, they offer it, but also it's also, you know, what condition it's going to be used in and what's most likely going to break, because so they'll come up with every reason under the sun not to cover here.
This sounds like an equipment subcommittee meeting that we're having right
definitely.
Now.
We're
getting into the weeds here. So.
So I make a motion that we authorize the 1, 2, 3, and 5th. Items on the list right now.
Okay. One
for immediate purchase.
Yep.
Okay.
One, two, three, and five.
We decided to go with the rack mount.
So the computer, the DVD HD recorder, the audio channel compressor, and the second Ethernet switch that's rack mounted.
Yeah, I'll give you this.
Works as that. Works amazing. Seconded.
Okay.
There it is.
All right.
Two computers.
One other thing, salesman came in the other day and wanted to sell us a copy machine, rent us a copy machine. And I thought, and so he's bringing a copy machine, if this is okay with you, in on Monday, and he's going to plop it down. We're going to use it for a week. It had the fax. Now, the question, of course, is whether or not we, you know, and it'll cost us like $50 a month or something like that. So,
and that's
you know,
the service included?
No.
Paper toner.
Because the only thing is those things break down. You know, do we need that big of a size of one? And then also,
it's not a big one.
We're on a motion right now for these items.
Okay, I'm sorry. Oh, I thought we were done.
I want to ask if it could be amended in a friendly, entertaining fashion to also include a budget for three cameras.
I was going to do a second motion.
Okay.
These are done deals.
Has it been seconded?
Yes.
Any other discussion on okaying the first five items?
No, 1, 2, 3, and 5.
1, 2, 3, and 5.
Yep.
Going once, going twice. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, so now my second motion is, I make a motion that we authorize Robin to purchase, low-end cameras, you know, if she can find something that meets the criteria, you know. Let's say we've got two on the list, but we really want three, so we can do a three-camera shoot if necessary. We have quite a bit more money in our available spending than we had anticipated. So,
make a motion for the subcommittee to decide.
Yeah.
And we can just give them $700 cap, three cameras.
You know, and then if it turns out we just can't get anything that's suitable for what we're looking for, we'll revisit it. But there's, you know, to put it up to $2,100 for three cameras, you know, subject to, you know, what you guys find out.
$2,100, so it's about $700.
$700 cameras, is that?
Anyone want to second that?
Well, we're not going to be able to get an external mic check.
I was going
to, as far as we've been able to see so far.
I was going to ask, but do we have to put a number to it? We just look at.
I was going to suggest a budget of $3,000, and if you could find four cameras.
then for 700 and change, that gets you, or it's three cameras up to 1,000 each.
Up to 3,000. I mean, but that was my only question that we would start all the extra debate was, is that cap a little too high for what these cameras are going to be used for?
But if we find a good camera that Robin's happy with that costs $700, then we're allowing her to get four of them.
Mm-hmm.
Four is better than three.
Okay.
Am I hearing from Robin, though, that these cameras have to have an external mic jack? The reason being, like, when we were out to do the source to see, and, yeah, you may not, the cameraman may not talk, but you hear everybody else. And otherwise, the only way to do that again next year is to run a wireless mic to the person that I'm interviewing.
Right.
And otherwise, maybe I won't talk, but maybe she will.
Right.
The person over there, and you're not picking up too much.
Or you just bring that camcorder with him.
We can
we have an option just to hook up a mic with a separate audio line, feed the two of them together,
let's rescind the motion then, and wait until we have a better recommendation. How does that work?
I mean, we're not going to meet again until, you know, halfway through January, and if she finds something tomorrow, then
we'll say a $3,000 cap and get her how many cameras that'll go.
And they can just find
right there. We said $800 per camera limit.
No, I like the $3,000, and then what the best camera you can, or however many cameras we can get for that $3,000. So if it's three, if it's four,
right.
You know, and then we can't, and then just, yeah.
It'll be really crummy.
Yeah.
Whatever you guys.
All right, so the motion is a budget of $3,000 for as many cameras that meet the criteria that Robin feels would be adequate. And
I don't want to three,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
at least three.
Well, with $3,000, you should be able to get three cameras.
But, you know, with the approval of the equipment committee.
With the approval of the equipment committee.
Okay, so who's making the motion?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Wait, I thought that was it. All right, whatever.
No, I
it got, yeah, it got
again. Where do we go? All right. So we want 3,000 for three up to four cameras.
For at least three cameras.
Yeah, $3,000 camera budget.
Yeah. Someone might
go off the back of a van, you know.
The truck may turn over right outside, and they'll have 10 of them. You know?
Yeah.
All right.
I've seen it happen.
Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. It's a universal kind of thing. All right.
And Ron, about that copier, can you email me the name of the salesperson?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Any other hardware requests?
No, but I do have another request.
Okay.
That we close the station between Christmas and New Year's.
I don't have a problem with that.
Problem here.
I won't even be here.
Here. I would actually move that. We give our staff paid vacation during that time period because I know for a fact that they put in a lot of extra hours unpaid this year, especially getting ready for the football game and stuff like that. And we're not talking a whole lot of paid hours here. It's roughly a week. Maybe consider it Christmas bonus or something.
So close the station with
pay. I second that.
And in lieu of a financial bonus, given that we pay the suspension of case vacation.
And we don't even have to man the station because we have a server.
That's right. You can program it up and then walk away.
So it's not like you're going to be completely work free. You're still going to be doing stuff. You're going to have the ability to do it remotely. Yes.
No, you do it all. Do it all ahead of time.
We'll do it all up.
You can program that thing up to a year in advance.
And we can do it from our homes.
So you could always monitor it. Second that motion.
That was seconded by Kelly.
All right. Was that a motion?
Yes. Motion seconded.
And it was seconded? Yes. And it had discussion?
No.
There is no discussion.
Asked for.
Is there any discussion?
Nope.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Yay!
Happy holidays!
Yay!
No problem.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll be in Sweden. So you guys have to slave away here at the station. Happy
Hanukkah. Thank you.
Today is the last day. So it's over.
Absolutely. But Joe and I are going to continue lighting candles.
That's good.
Until the 21st.
Because
then it'll be 18. 18 candles, and each night that the sun gets a little lower, we're going to lighten them. So we're going to have 18.
Right. It's a fire hazard.
That operates under two
do a lot.
No, I said, come in and do something.
All right. Next item. Any other requests? Do you have anything else?
No.
Bylaws. Yeah, we should have had a meeting. I printed up just one copy of my suggestion. Did you? No.
Did I what?
Anything. We were on the...
I never received any more emails from you or Pat after the discussion that was in there, and you said you were going to be sending questions and comments as far as where to get going, and I had sent you my opinion as far as that. Never heard anything back from you or Pat, so I didn't print up my own version of said proposed bylaws.
Okay, that's a no. Yeah. So here we are. We don't have to vote on this right now, but I'll read through a couple of changes. This is essentially what we came up with 2 years ago and never actually acted on. This document was dated October 2005. So I'm suggesting maybe changing from the second, from the third to the second Wednesday.
I've got one question before we go any further. What is the actual set of bylaws that's in file with the state?
The ones from 2001 that are included in our proposal. I'm guessing because we just don't have
it. Wrong answer.
Should we look up what bylaws are on file with the state first before we go and change them? Because in case something was already changed that someone's not aware of, or
well,
the bylaws that are on file with the state right now are perfectly fine and this is all for naught. If we don't know what's actually out there, why are we reviewing?
Well, I would bet money that this document is not there because we haven't filed any new bylaws with them since we got this, you know.
And we should have bylaws that we follow,
right,
that we know and follow. I mean, what's
and
the point of
like
having them if we don't?
Yeah.
And we can just simply say, this is our new bylaws.
Right. We can change them without knowing what
they're
exactly.
We don't have to
right.
Research.
So it would be good if we don't know which ones are on the file, it would be good to know.
Come up with.
This is a good way of knowing.
The man
filing a new
I mean, the proposal did a lot of work on these bylaws in
right.
preparation for the submission.
Right.
Is that Jeff Singleton? I wasn't here then, so I don't really know who all was involved in it.
So the major changes from the third to the second?
Well, no, that's just a minor one. I'm just going at the top of page two. I'm suggesting that because does anybody care if it's a second or a third? All right. That's
does
one.
It have to necessarily be stated what Wednesday we use, or just can we state it as a Wednesday in April or
no,
a day? You have to state
it.
And
we want to publish it, too.
Yeah, right. Just for fun, I'll say the second.
But also just for fun, the bylaws do stipulate that any changes have to be mailed out 2 weeks or 10 days ahead
right,
of time.
Right, so we're not going to vote on these now. We'll say we agree with these, we'll mail them out, and at the next meeting we'll...
Yeah, right.
So we're just going to quickly go through a little... So second Wednesday, that seems okay. Quorum, simple majority. It's said in here 1/2 + 1, but that's sort of, it's a non, you know, 1/2 of what? So simple majority.
What is 1/2?
1/2 + 1, you know, that's a
simple majority.
Civil majority. All right, directors. The governing body shall be, and this is the major change right here. There's only three changes altogether. The governing body of MCCI shall be a board of directors consisting of a minimum of 5 and a maximum of 11. Fine. Strike. Each taken from the membership. Do we require that board members coming on have to first have been a producer member? That we discussed at length for a long, long time.
Yeah, I don't think that's necessary.
Okay.
Because what's happening is we're pulling from our producer bodies people who might want to just be producers.
Right.
And we want to encourage producers.
Exactly.
I think that's a good start.
I think that's what I thought.
Next one. 5 director seats are reserved to correspond to each of the 5 villages of Montague, with the person filling each seat residing in the corresponding village. I don't know that's necessarily... Right.
Well, and we haven't been able to fill those seats, but if we
and it would be limiting.
Would ask a person, you know, the fact that they're residing in the villages is what we've been struggling with. But we could not, you know, we could name somebody to be the
sure.
person for Miller if that
true.
Becomes necessary.
Right.
That's
because
they go to the
popular
that often.
Just not to have it in the bylaws.
Right.
Now, what does that mean then,
yeah.
to be the Miller representative?
Yeah.
Right.
I think that's
yeah.
a good strike.
Also, if you do that, then the following, the remaining directors may be elected at large. Doesn't mean anything, so you strike that as well.
Exactly.
So then the only thing that we would leave here is a majority, more than 50% of the total directors must be residents of Montague. That seems
that's
to make sense,
reasonable.
Right?
How about
yeah.
Gil and Irvin?
Well, we don't. We're only mentioning.
But we serve some of them.
Well, right. We might invite someone.
We've taken the villages out, so now all it says is a majority of directors must be. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Still serving our
community.
Right.
Yeah. Are they considered part of the Montague village area?
Yeah, I suspect that the AC would have a problem if the majority come from Montague, Irving, and Gill.
Right.
I mean, we leave ourselves plenty of room to invite people from our, surrounding towns with the numbers.
So if you have 11 members, that means that 5 could come from...
If they have to be from Montague, then you can't invite them.
No, just the majority.
Just the majority.
The characters are serious.
Okay.
Gill and Irving are included in the majority.
There you go.
Because otherwise you've got 1, 2,
yes, but
four right now.
I like the majority from Montague. The reason being that it's Montague taxpayer dollars.
Right.
No, it's not.
A certain amount of money.
It's Comcast viewing area kickback money, so it's Comcast money.
So, but doesn't Gill get Comcast money and Irving gets Comcast money?
We get money from the people that are viewers in Gill and Irving that we serve. We get some of their money, yes.
But under what arrangement? Because we get franchise, Montague holds the franchise.
Right.
Oh, that's a good point.
Montague signs the contract. So, Gill and Irving are fee for contract. Like tuitioning in, which is fine.
Right.
But as far as the majority being from Montague, I think that's the basis for that, is that Montague holds the
contract. And I do think it should be the majority on Montague, because I just think that the CAC and the select board would object otherwise.
All right. Everybody sort of okay with that?
Mm-hmm. Well, in this room right now, it's 4-4.
No longer. I'm not a Gill resident any longer.
Okay.
And Brent is the
outside Montague would be 1-2.
And what is the
3-4?
I'm a Patrick just moved to
Orange.
Right by the book
club.
There you go.
Okay. Just as long as the majority.
Just the majority. All right, and I think the last change that's being suggested here is directors shall be elected every 2 years at the annual meeting in the following manner, maybe strike that, and no later than the regularly scheduled March Board of Directors meeting, applications for directors will be accepted from existing members. Do we need applications to come in a minimum of a month before the meeting, or can they be accepted at the meeting?
Well, I think with the lack of participation and the struggle of getting onto the board, you come in the day before the meeting and fill out an application. Hey!
If you like, you
have to show up at least 15 minutes before the meeting you want to get elected.
Okay.
Sort of the opposite of a handgun reception. You don't want him to have time to think about it.
Yeah.
Good
time. Maybe there should be something that says that you have to have been a member of the station for 6 months before you can get on the board, because otherwise
involved with the station,
the right wing might come and pack your board, like what happened to me in Brattleboro, which is what happened.
But they wouldn't be able to get on the board unless the existing board members were okay with them getting on.
Well, then we should at least have a stipulation where they have to have interacted with either board or staff for a period of time, as far as, doing filming projects or whatever, so that we can go to Robin and Dean and say, all right, you guys are done. You guys worked with this person. Do we want them on our board?
Well, I'm thinking, what if one of us decides that we're going to be right-wing and we don't like the way the direction the station's going, and we want to move it to be more anti-hippie and show more straight. We want to show all the Army Newswatch and I ask my friends to join the board, and they come to the meeting because we don't have a lot of people. I'm telling you this because it's happening in Brattleboro. And you come to the meeting, the members meeting, and we don't have a ton of people at the members meeting. They pack the meeting, and they get all the people on the board.
Yeah, but members don't elect board members here.
They do. At the annual meeting, applicants for directorship may be nominated and voted upon by the membership and the directorship.
That's right, because we don't have membership.
Right.
Yeah. But we have producer members.
But that's, if you say the members have to be members for at least 6 months, then you can't have people off the street
break members meeting. By producer membership.
No, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, but these right-wing people are awful.
Just to have voting rights.
They're not going to be bothered by a six-month stalemate,
They'll all get there.
Also, the board doesn't have editorial control over what's aired or not aired. That's really the staff of the board.
You could.
But people hire
so it's something that we can, you know, need to consider.
So the, but if you have a warning, the right wing here.
So the question right now is whether or not producer members need to be members for at least 6 months before they have voting rights. Do we want to put a...
I think there's a bigger question, though. We don't have a functional membership board. We don't have a functional
producer membership
body.
Well, I mean,
there's nothing wrong with it.
But you're right. That's not what we are.
We're a majority of one.
I mean, we do have producer members that could show up, like the CAC are producer members, and we've got Cheech and a whole bunch of other people. And if we have an annual meeting, 45, 50, you know, members, they could show up, and they are all eligible to vote. For
it's the hypothetical piece of that, though. Have we ever invited them? Do we structure it?
We do. We tell them we have an annual meeting, which is when you typically vote for...
That's when we do the report. But Robin's got a good point, though. She doesn't want someone coming in and backing them.
The day before.
Yeah.
Everyone fills out a membership form, and suddenly now they're...
Right.
We have twice as many members, and they're all surprisingly from the Hill.
There's a suggestion on the table here that we strike the membership from being able, the producer membership from being able to vote, and it only being directors that can vote for directors. So, first of all, as a producer member, how do you feel about that?
I can remember in summer we had a problem with that because that's what you get.
I think it's the only time you get a producer gets to vote. Because then you're going to say they can't vote on their allowed to speak.
Right.
So I think it limits it too much.
Yeah. Let me give a little
give the opportunity to
just to back up a little bit of the subtext. We've never had a director board member elected by anyone but board members on this board.
Actually, no, that's not true. That is, I'm remembering now. Right after we lost the assignment,
Christmas of 46.
From the initial,
we had this annual meeting where we actually asked the town meeting members to vote, and they voted for it. And we had this chalkboard, and Gene Goldrick was there, and Sam Guilford, and we were doing the things. And
which is this is
can we look into this a little further and see how the community's dealt with this before we do actually make a decision?
Right. Well, we're getting a couple here. We're getting input there, and we're not voting on this today.
I'm
trying to get the thing to mail to say this is what we're proposing.
Okay,
but for everyone's consideration, this is the system we've been using since the initial population of the board. So, and it's functioned, and the town's happy, everybody's happy, and I'm not trying to. And there's no reason we can't find a way to include membership input and all that in that, but. In terms of, that's not how our organization functions. We don't have that kind of membership group.
Mm-hmm. And this could be changed in the future.
Absolutely, of course. And when there's a functional membership group...
Also look at it as, we have a certain number of board members that there can be. I think we're only one away from fulfilling that total number of board members. As long as these people stay, then there aren't any open slots, and people can vote all they want. But
and that's our history, is that people leave.
But you have a history of a lot of turnover. And sure. I also, to tell you the truth... I also don't want to come up that's close to other people's opinions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we tend to be a left-leaning group.
Insular.
Exactly. I think that's just as dangerous as being taken over by whatever group.
Right, because it's a community club. We can't exclude anyone in any manner.
I guess that's what I wanted to say, is that I would like that our board reflect our community. And right now, I'm not sure we reflect our entire community.
Which is, in other words, saying that the community had the opportunity.
Well, that's the point. As far as that, as far as getting people involved in from the community, in one of the old sets of bylaws, one of, you know, many that were passed around, there was a deeming that the, you know, this board from, you know, the select board or the town committee for each town was to elect somebody to the board so that there was adequate representation from each town. I mean, no, that's not necessarily what we have right now, but is it something necessarily we want to exclude out of the future, or something we want to try and lean to? And the people, doesn't mean that the people aren't, that are presently here can't get elected by the school committee or the whatever for the town that they represent.
That's a really good point.
But then also, if that person leaves, we can go back to that committee and say, all right, guys, we need another member from you.
Right.
So then it's outside of our hands, and it's not us going around, well, who can we pull? What member can we pull? It's saying, no, you've got to decide who's going to represent your town. And then if there's any discussion, well, we don't have representation, you need to go to your town meeting and speak up and, you know, and have them elect you.
In the bylaws that are in our proposal, we also left seats open for appointees from the select board, the school committee, the senior center, I think, a youth representative that was, you know, so we had like four seats available only and exclusively for appointees from those.
Is that in here still?
No.
Or, yeah.
I'm confused. Do the members vote on the board or not? No.
Well,
members do not.
Producer members.
Producer members. Do they vote for the board?
Well, that's what we're talking about right now.
Okay. What does it say? What do we have right now?
What was in here says yes. Voted upon by the membership and the directorship.
Okay, so that's what we have right here.
So
okay.
What I'm hearing,
but we're discussing it,
I
is
am?
That we want to make sure that members, as we loosely describe them, have input into selecting board members. That's good. We're also agreeing with our current, the way we split it up now, it hasn't functioned. None of the groups have been interested in appointing members.
Well, did any of those groups know that they were responsible for it? Okay.
Absolutely.
No, initially,
the select
board
said they don't want to, they're not going to. The school committee did because I asked them to appoint me and haven't talked about it since. The representation from village to village is really irrelevant. I mean,
we've made many efforts to get somebody from each village.
But the people in Notice Falls don't feel like they need to have a person out here to have concerns.
So maybe instead of having those members...
This is what I'm getting at. So we'll have three seats that can be appointed or elected by members. Period.
Yes.
If they aren't, then the board will do it. And if they are, then they are. And those three seats are affected by members, however that comes together.
Makes sense to me.
You've got three appointments.
All right, so then...
Does he get three votes at the same time?
One vote for each of three members.
All right, so wait. So
three votes.
Are you saying in addition to the 11 or of the 11?
Of the 11.
Of the 11.
Instead of the representatives from the towns, just make them members representatives.
All right, well, that means that we have 10, which means, and one of our board members is not here, so... There's nine of us there, right? So that means that potentially two people in this room, or three, would be the membership representative board members. Do you want to pick them out?
Is that two years?
Is that producer members?
Well, voted upon by the producer membership.
Because I'm not affiliated with any of the towns anymore within here. I live in Deerfield now.
Right.
But what I'm saying is my original involvement with MCTV was on the production end of it.
Right.
You know, so
right.
That, I mean, right there I could be one of the membership members.
Right.
Or you could be one of the, we have a five, or we're discussing a majority of Montague residents. That doesn't say that those elected by the board have to be from Montague or where or when. So that could, that will impact the selection process at some point. But we have 2-year terms, so it should be broken up so there are equal numbers or relatively equal numbers elected each year.
Right.
If we're going to go with 3, or maybe we go with 4, so that it's 2 each year get elected by the membership unless they give us the membership to elect them. Yes, we'll have to have some sort of minimum criteria, certain number of members or processes. Processes that come into place given, you know, because, you know, Don, we love you, but you shouldn't have necessarily be allowed to elect 4 board members. So that, you know, there's some kind of quorum, there's some kind of...
It would be unanimous each time you voted.
There has to be some kind of, as well as a majority for us, there has to be a majority for
the members voting. The board of directors can't vote.
There should be something as far as the number of members that there has to be to vote for a board member. You know what I'm saying? Like community members, there has to be like a certain quorum to be able to elect a board member. Don just couldn't be like, hey, well, I'm the membership, you know, pool here. Yeah. So there would also have to be a quorum that would be, if there wasn't that quorum, it would be left up to the board of directors.
Well, although if there was a quorum, then those members who were active could be invited to vote with the board.
Right, so it was all taken together. Yeah.
So the directors are allowed to vote. So for three of the board seats, producers can also vote.
That's where they should be.
The directors vote on all. Right, so
maybe the bylaws committee.
I mean, three. Are you saying about
this? We hadn't met at all. My whole thing was, I don't know if you got the email, was that we needed to talk to all the board members before we went about this, because there's so many different preferences and so many different ideas that a three-person committee could represent 12 people.
Well, you just come to us and
right.
Pretty clear cut. This one seems to be needing a little more
reading. And as far as the majority, if we did it for the direct, would be the residents of Montague or the residents of the villages of Montague, and then that would include Gill, wouldn't it?
At this point.
No. Do we have one opinion?
Well, I know it's not part of the, as far as right.
What is the model? Five fingers, one hand.
So you guys
anyway, in the old way that it was written up, as far as the village of Montague, that's my understanding of how Gill was incorporated.
So
here's another question.
So they just consider them just another village, you mean?
Yeah.
Are we saying that the three seats are exclusively voted on by the producers?
Let's say that they have the.
Or the directors can also vote on those three seats. So on three seats, then the producers can also vote.
Right. And they're specifically producer representatives.
Yeah, I think you should allow for community producers or members of the station. In good standing, I think, are right here in 6 months. In good standing, which means maybe you need a volunteer that would keep attendance to see. Okay, let's take who's the member now. Let's go do a little check next to him to see who's been doing something with him. Kind of like starts with that as an active. I can do that. I have no problem. That's what I can do on Friday. Mm-hmm. I can make a little bar chart of all who we got. Check them off when they show up to a meeting or they help out with filming. They have to be in good standing. Set the bar at who we have as memberships right now. See who's volunteered within the last 6 months. Put a little check next to them. They're in good standing. Anybody else that volunteers, now they have to maintain within 6 months that they're able to vote.
And do you think that group of in good standing members should have the exclusive vote for these three members, or should be combined with the board?
Combined with the board.
Well, because by rights, everybody on the board is a producer member anyway, so they would fit
both. I count the station right between 11 and 2 on Fridays. It's the perfect thing for me to do.
Absolutely. All right, so that means that back before we struck the five director seats are reserved to corresponding each of the villages, that's been taken out, and we say instead three seats to be designated as producer representatives. And then we add down below, at the annual meeting, applications for directorship may be nominated and voted upon by the directorship, and three seats of which can also be voted upon by the members in good standing, parentheses active for 6 months.
I think we add to that, or maybe it's later on when you get to how you fill vacancies, if it's a producer.
Well, let's get to that. So, vacancies.
Producers get involved with that.
Let's read that part. In the event of any vacancy on the board of directors, the remaining directors may exercise the powers of the full board until successors are elected or appointed. Any vacancy on the board of directors occurring between annual meetings may be filled by any member by vote of the remaining directors, provided that a director so elected shall serve only until the end of the unexpired term of the person whose absence caused the vacancy to exist. Vacancies can be tolerated on the board, but there should be no less than 5 members at any one time. So, where to add in?
Well, we could choose or not choose to say that they can, if it's a producer or a seat that's vacant, then make sure the producers are able to vote when it comes to filling the vacancy.
Well, we may not know that.
That's fine. That night, I wouldn't be working out.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, they can. Okay.
No, if it works.
So that's essentially. Then there's also the question of vice president. We at one point, you were vice president for a while, and we never re-voted for vice president. So now we don't have one. Do we need?
Do we ever vote him out of vice president?
No, we just never.
All right, then he should still be the vice president.
The terms expire at the end of the meeting. We re-vote them. So if we didn't re-vote, there is currently no.
Right.
Vice president.
Right. So do we want a vice president?
The question really is do you want a vice president?
Do you need a vice president? Well, no. I mean, we also have to figure this as a whole, because what if the chance is that he moves to Sweden because he loves it so frickin' much on his vacation and he's not around?
Yeah.
So well, then what?
Mm-hmm.
I think
what
that, you know,
not around anyway?
We can't. Yeah, we can't leave. The yeah. There you go. For that. Yeah.
Vice president.
All right, so
no, then we can't get rid of the vice president.
Then we have to put one in.
Right.
It hasn't been before. All right. So I have the original text that said vice president essentially fills in for the president if I'm not here or if the president's not here at a meeting. I'll email around some stuff, you know, with suggestions on duties, and we should have that discussion offline, because I don't want to. It's already 7:30. It's cutting into my bar time.
Your bar time.
Are we going to bars after me?
And that was it, really.
Okay.
Oh,
good.
Other than that, everything else in here follows along the same lines as what we've been operating up. There isn't really anything we need to be concerned with for the rest of it.
Up a more formal
well, this product. Is pretty much it. It's
and
just the changes that we kind of talked about.
We have to mail it around.
That's the rule, say you have to mail it out to all the members.
And we have to make a notice, as it says in here, if you have a special meeting, so our next meeting will be a special meeting because we'll be voting on the bylaws, so the media has to be noticed. We have to put a notice in the reporter.
Should we notify the CAC in advance that we're doing this?
Absolutely, and make a little notice and put it up at the town hall as well.
And 24 hours in advance.
10 days in advance.
10 days.
10 days.
Oh. So what do we have to do?
10 days, that's a long
time. By the next meeting.
Yeah.
Really?
By the next meeting.
I thought it was
20. No, it's a written notice every annual or any special meeting of MCJ. The hour and purpose thereof shall be mailed by the clerk or by the person calling the meeting. At least 10 days before the meeting to each director or member. Their address as it appears upon the records of MCJ. It says only notice of annual meeting shall be placed in at least one local paper at least 10 days before. It doesn't say anything about we have to put in the paper for special meetings.
Put it on the channel, too.
It's not. It doesn't say anything about bylaw changes. It's just a notice of every annual meeting.
I'm sure Massachusetts has something.
I was
going to
say, we might want to check the Mass laws for bylaw changes.
Oh, maybe or maybe not. What did I do?
We discussed
them
in the meeting, and then he did the synopsis, but he did most of that himself.
Ready
for
reflection and eyes to match.
I get
other things. Any part of these bylaws may be altered, amended, or appealed from time to time by a simple majority vote of the directors president at a regular or special meeting. Oh, it could be done at a regular meeting, too. Call for that purpose. Provided that notice of the substance of the proposed alteration, amendment, or appeal should be stated in a notice of such meeting. Mailed to the directors no less than 7 days before such meeting. So for bylaws, it's just the directors. If it's according to this document, do we want to change that? I mean, you know, we don't want to make any more work for ourselves, but...
No, I don't know. 10 days and cover your... Head your best.
I agree.
Yeah. All right. Well, we've also all been notified here. So.
Right. And I'll
check Pat. And you'll see him, so you can let him know. And, do that. He's in your own zone.
I'm sure the Mass laws don't let you just make bylaw changes without notifying the public.
Right. I'll just check them and see if I can find anything.
And then, I think that we should apply the same to... All right. That's it for bylaws. Fundraising campaign committee underwriting. And outreach. So we asked that in the last meeting if everybody could come with suggestions for outreach and or fundraising. I reprinted the thing that I did a little over a year ago with some modifications to it, and that's the thing that's sort of floating around the table. They're up and down the table. It says MCTV outreach plan Q3 2006 at the top.
Okay.
So some of you may recall this. weekly press release, there was five items above this, and we've done them all, so I removed them from the list. And we've done the brochure, but we haven't really printed them in bulk. I've been getting stuff printed at Vistaprint, and they're unbelievably reasonable. Yeah. You can upload the stuff, and unbelievably reasonable. I mean, we could probably get 1,000 of these printed for like $250. Full color, double-sided, and folded for us. You know, some really ridiculously cheap, the brochures. So, press releases we've been doing on and off. We focus on the membership. Set up schedule for organization reach, outreach. We did a couple of these, and we sort of stopped. Create close ties to local entities.
When we get the Anycast, we'll be able to do these roadshows really easily.
Yeah, but you visit the Grange once and the Senior Center.
Well, and Don and I went to Sheffield School, and we also talked to the Cub Scouts.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, we're at the
Senior Center all the time. I'll reach the library works because we give them new DV programming every couple of weeks to update the system.
We haven't done like the Elks, the Mace, and Shoots of Vine, people like that. Maybe that should be our next tier to invite.
Sure.
But they've all been sent a letter, though. They were all sent a letter in our first wave saying, hey, so here we are. We'd like you to come and learn how to use the equipment. Call us up if you want us to come and do a show for you kind of thing. So they've all been invited to participate. Mind you, Catholic Ministries might be a good one to target again. They have a new director, and they were definitely interested when we first approached her, but then they went through some major in-house changes, so they may be ready. And Brick House, I believe, is
poised.
Actively producing,
But are they handing anything in, this Brick House TV?
We did the arts and about arts and bicycles.
Okay, cool.
So,
all right, great.
So, I think we've done most of those.
That's true.
From some level. We're going to try and hit the other two elementary schools.
Do you consider mine going to the...
St. Robin's already doing the middle school.
That's
so
true. Well, I was thinking more of like coming, doing like the roadshow kind of thing was what I wrote this thing, so it's just a suggestion, but that's absolutely...
Well, I'm using the school equipment, actually, which was a kind of a coup. The middle school equipment, we're using their iMac and iMovie and...
Mm-hmm.
Kind of cool.
Cool. Yeah. Using the
island. I mean, the big speed belt for that is inviting them to come down and use equipment.
Well,
I understand, but that's from the beginning, what we realized is where the disconnect is people coming down to use the equipment. So that's why getting the equipment transportational or transportable into them.
So they can see it in action and
learn it in action.
Shoot something and maybe take that DVD and pop it in.
We could just take a camera in and said, anybody can do this. And it doesn't have to be our cameras. If you have your own camera, feel free. And, both of the organizations express an interest.
It's too late. I heard that from the president of the PTO.
Yeah.
And they're in contact with them after the first of the year.
Definitely get a response from them.
But the other thing they did with outreach too is they went out and started filming stuff in Gil and Honduras. John went here, went over to Northfield Mount Recreation Area, I went over there. So our outreach has gone out of just Montague into the other towns that pick up the feed. So the outreach is above and beyond even those things we're going.
Right.
How many concerts in the Gil Common did we do that got us in with the Gil Library, so next year we're going to go film stuff over there. So.
Right, that's outreach, what you did with the libraries.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the Lincoln Library. I think we've done a lot of outreach, actually.
Good. All right.
I just want to mention one thing about the outreach. A lot of this stuff we have gotten out into the towns, and I think the biggest press that we're going for is getting them to come in and do their own stuff.
Absolutely.
Right? Most all we're talking about is us going and doing it.
Right.
But I just want to stress getting out into the public, to the community that they need.
That is. Look at the Great Falls. They're starting to shoot their own.
Yep.
We have to put a face out there for us for them to come.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Now that people see us there, they're getting more.
I'm going to go again on Friday, but.
You and I are going to work something out for Friday because Michael Nix wants something special. I'm going
Okay, good, because I was going to say I can't really offer anything special.
No, we're going to do interviews at intermission so that they can have some feedback as to whether people like the Coffee House series, how they like the inside of the museum. We're going to bring the wireless mic. So we're going to have a little interactive instead of just someone sitting, because Michael Nix is all acoustic, there's no singing, we're going to mix it up and do interviews and stuff like that, little tours, making a different coffee house.
They're having a big draw, too, for their...
And there are some chocolate festival in there, so something different.
Okay.
All right.
I want to teach, I want to start teaching editing again after the year starts, and I'm willing to work another night, and I was thinking maybe Wednesday night. Does that work for anybody? Because we have a huge backup of stuff that needs to be edited. I don't want to do it myself. I want to do it.
You should not be editing that stuff.
That's right. Well, that's what I'm not.
That's sitting there. That's why there's a backlog.
And that's why I want to teach a class.
It works perfect.
Wednesday?
I can do Wednesday.
6 o'clock?
Yeah, great.
Okay.
Except for
an email too.
Except for the second Wednesday
when we're
won't be able to do it until after. I won't be able to do it until the second Wednesday in January.
Okay, second Wednesday in January.
That's when my first
board meeting.
Yeah, after the holiday.
Except for the
first board meeting.
So we'll start on the third.
We're changing this because the next meeting is not the 16th. It's the 9th.
Oh, really?
But that's
Which means that 10 days before would be December 31st.
Yeah.
Well, we could do 20 days before.
That's true.
There's also an executive meeting on the 9th at 3 p.m.
Yeah. So maybe we push that to the... All right. So close ties.
What should I check up? For the next executive meeting.
You want to flip it?
Yeah. 16.
Get the board members, since this document's been written, you gain 5 board members.
That's a good thing. Which one's the lawyer?
Or the press contact, or the shake contact, or the business
contact. So, the next one is going to be the main.
Shoot how to videos. This is something that Don and I have been talking about for more than a year, and I've never actually gotten around to doing it.
But what have you been doing?
I've been drinking.
We changed
The station. How to take out a camera, how to use your own camera, how to shoot a show at the station, full tour of the studio. So these are
like a training video?
Exactly. So shooting a bunch of self-facing stuff, like how-to videos, number 7, number 8, shooting videos of the board, who we are, this is what we do, staff, hi, I'm Dean, this is what I do. Come on in, photos of, and then a bunch of 10-second videos, these are just ideas, this is sort of outreach, because when people are watching, they'll be like, you know, so let's turn the cameras back on the station so they can see what it is.
I'd be happy to do a pretty much winning it off.
I think they
did. Did they? No.
I'm
just sit in front of the camera.
Are only a phone. Instead of miming.
He's changing the dates with them.
John, these are the dirty words.
We're not even down there yet. We're still up on bylaws and fundraising and outreach committee.
We haven't even got
to the LPFM update.
Although we could just say, I mean, we want to meet on another day. We do that all the time. But whatever. I mean, we could do it the third Wednesday in January. Whatever. Leave it alone. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter to me.
I think that works pretty good.
So, you want to finish up with the rest? Let's finish up with the rest of it. Because once we decide that, we can get the hell out of here.
Right. No, this is... I guess this is outreach. There was no real fundraising on this thing here. This was outreach plan.
Yeah, no, but I'm just looking at the agenda.
I guess.
So wait, what did we decide about the next meeting?
We haven't yet. Because we're still on something else.
Oh, okay.
We skipped it.
Outreach.
We're still doing outreach. So you can all read it. I'll email it around. If anybody else has any other ideas about outreach, Do we have a committee? Should we appoint a committee? Did we?
I think we decided that we didn't want to appoint a committee and that we wanted to leave it in everyone's responsibility to do something, you know, because that was one of your big concerns was people weren't doing anything between
right.
meetings, and
okay.
if everyone's responsible for their own, then
right.
it kind of forced you to do the work in between meetings.
You weren't emotional.
I blacked out actually as soon as I walked in the room.
As soon as you left the bar.
Right. So, alright. So, this is something I was written a year ago or more.
Everybody do sadly, sadly, it's still.
No, but
I think that if you look at that list, I think it's pretty amazing what we have done in the course of the past year,
right.
to tell you the honest truth.
But don't
and
stop
just continue.
Thinking about tomorrow.
Yeah. No, I actually think that, you know,
looking
at
it.
Why am I thinking
this year? LPFM
update.
We're not Oracle right wing. Anyway.
LPFM update.
LPFM update. All right, so wait, let's step back to fundraising.
We passed it. Great.
Yeah.
We at our last meeting, we realized pretty obviously that it requires more than a very short term effort to do any kind of fundraising. And we decided that we really don't have time until after the holidays to meet, so come January we will start meeting again.
Okay.
And we have some targets because we want to get the Anycast or equivalent
right.
and some other financial targets, some poll drops and things like that. So we have a much more defined already area of what we're going to target for fundraising.
Right.
A side note on that, as far as you were talking at the last meeting we had for the fundraising stuff, having a goal in mind to be able to go to people.
Yeah.
We have that second channel. We're wondering what we need to do.
Right.
We want to get the drops.
I thought we were done.
Yeah.
Is there a possibility of putting up a non-audio camera just so people could flip on and see what happened? What the hell's on Avenue A? You know, we could have it rotate around at the different drops so you could see what was on Avenue A. You could see what was going on at the Rendezvous. You could see, you know.
Well, drops doesn't imply cameras.
Right, but, you know.
Or modulators.
Right.
Or modulators.
Well, that's in the budget.
What we did talk about, though, at the meeting was like a draft of a brochure. Robin had brought us a copy of, and Brattleboro College, you know, a major fundraising thing. Yeah. So I was playing around with, you know, publisher and, you know, picking little things up. And so when we have our next meeting, I'll bring it, and we can sort of fill in the gaps and talk about what do we really want, what do these things cost, and what kind of, you know, things are we going to offer people.
Instead of going, what can we afford with what we got?
No,
yeah. This is what we want. So
how do
you
fill in the
dollars? Exactly.
Whatever, you know, but something
right.
like that. But so that's going forward, but that's not till January.
Till January. So we've been through outreach. The Power FM update. I haven't heard back yet from that woman.
What's her name?
The hair assessment. But it could have already been voted on. So I'm trying to find out. It looks really, really good.
Nice.
Any upcoming events?
Christmas, New Year's.
No. Committed to by MCC.
Yeah.
Who's taping Christmas? All right.
Right.
Other events proposed by producers, other items. All right, so the next board meeting is staying on the 16th.
The 16th works for me right now.
The 16th works for me or the 9th. It really doesn't matter.
The 9th doesn't work for me.
All right, so then the 16th.
Yeah, I'm just not going to be in town on the 9th.
16th.
Well,
Dedicate Committee is still going to be in the 9th then?
That's what the discussion was up for.
That's what we're talking about now.
So yeah,
do we want to keep the executive team meeting on the 9th and the board meeting on the 16th, or do we want to make changes to that?
What do you say?
Can you do the EC or the ET meeting on
the
15th, or does it have to be?
And then if you need to change it?
Yeah, it could be any other day. We could change the 3 o'clock meeting.
Is there any reason to change it? Does anyone see any reason right now to change it?
Well, anyone that wants to come to that meeting at 3 p.m. During the work hours.
Anyway, yeah.
Is there any day during the week and interest in showing up at that meeting? Do you have the interest in showing up at a meeting at 3 o'clock?
If it's on a Monday, yeah.
What's the executive team going to be doing?
Other than that, no.
I've
been there.
Sometimes there are things to do. Sometimes
yeah, right. Okay. But so, are there pending issues at this point?
No.
It's so far.
I was going to say, January 9th, everybody is going to be fucked up with you guys. Come on.
But the point of having a meeting
needs to have an executive meeting because something comes up.
You're
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Leave it TBA, and you know, if you need to have the meeting, have the meeting.
It's happening then unless you're here otherwise.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Right. So we'll leave it on the 9th and 16th, so you're out. Bylaws meeting, do we want to have a meeting about the bylaws, or are we pretty much done, we typed it up and mail it around, and we vote on it at the next meeting?
I think what we talked about should, as long as you change the wording a couple of sections, I don't see any reason to delve into it any further, because then there's just going to be more discussion and longer delay, so.
Outreach committee, there is no such thing, we're going to strike that. The fundraising committee, I guess we made it
until I know, I was curious about that.
You know what, I must have been in the wrong room, I was in the fundraising committee. I missed the fundraising.
Equipment committee.
Do we need to have another one? We've already decided with everything except the camera.
You still got
to
go over.
That's what you
got to say. I say we do some more research and then bring it up at the next board meeting.
I'd rather
have a subcommittee.
I'm going to bring mine in tomorrow. You can take a look at that, and I still say wait till after holidays.
Do you want to make it on a Monday?
Equipment, so it should be ready after the holidays.
Yeah, so wait, yeah. Definitely. So
I can make it.
Like I said, the one I've got to drop it off to her. It's got, pretty sure it's got microphone jackets, USB, all that stuff.
Do you want to pick a Monday now to shoot for?
Yeah.
You want to pick a day now, or just, it's still several days away.
So
yeah, it's as long as it's.
Who's got a calendar?
How about the Monday just before the 16th?
We'll make it the 14th.
Yeah,
14th. I went to Brooklyn Tech. So equipment is
timeline.
Monday, January 14th, 3 o'clock?
Yeah. Well, is everybody else able to make it?
I'll be able to make it by 3:15.
Mm-hmm. 3:15.
It's a soft
three.
Yeah. And I'm not really on that committee.
Anyone can come. Right. And they have a budget now, so...
Because I work,
and
I don't
need
to be
at the meeting.
Anything else?
Can I add something to be put on for the 16th?
On the agenda?
I'd like to text beginning next year to work on some sort of survey so that we can give out some of the events that we film to see if people watch the channel, see if people then watch something on the channel that they actually went to and saw, to get some feedback on a survey.
And it'll help us with the contract renewal next year,
So I think it would be very helpful.
And what River Culture did in their surveys, they built in this thing about, your perception of, how do you perceive MCTV? Is your perception better?
Before you even read that article.
No, I understand. But
is it better or beyond better?
It's excellent. Anything else?
People are just going to take it all and sue nothing.
Anybody interested in knowing what's happening with the FCC?
No, okay.
Scroll back.
Well, they're doing their media consolidation thing, and they're going to have a meeting on the 18th, at which time they are going to allow an individual company to own both a newspaper, a major newspaper, and a major television station in one of the 20 largest.
So they got to be corrupt by all angles,
right there. And they're voting on it on the 18th, and it's probably going to happen.
That's good. More monopoly in the media network.
Comcast actually just hit its, I forget if it's 30 or 60. They're not, the FCC doesn't let you own more than part of the percentage of the market share, and Comcast is practically up to that.
Comcast also has their sister company Charter that's down in other places, and then
Charter's moving up in this way too. Charter's big down in the south.
Yeah. Charter's part of Comcast?
I'm pretty sure they are.
Oh, well then that's why they're moving up to their 30 or 60% or whatever. So the FCC is going to push them back, and that will probably affect our money.
We're going to fight that. Get more or less?
Less.
Yes. On that note, turn off the lights.
More media consolidation.
The motion has been
made. We're going to have to check the bonuses for
next year.
Is there any discussion about adjourning?
No.
Let's not discuss it. All right. I'm going to read the dictionary.
And what's that?